Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, I'm so glad after all that I've been through, I still have joy. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy that we are where we are now.
My church is Temple Salvation. I have a morning service at 11 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m. An accessory prayer is every first Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Bible study is every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. The food pantry is changing time. We will be opening up the second Saturday in August from 10:30 to 12:30. And the fourth Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30. Well, and my pastor is Keith Henson. My assistant pastor is Evangelist Teresa Henson. Right now we're going to have a, see what I want to do. I'm going to read something, I believe. I'm going to read the scripture. And this is going to be coming from Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. The beginning at that 8th verse, and I'm skipping down to 11, 12, and 13. That the Lord shall command the blessings upon you in your storehouses, and in all that you set your hand unto. And he shall bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Then it says, the 11th verse says, and the Lord shall make you plentiful in goods, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, and in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasures, the heaven to give the rain unto your land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. The 13th said, and the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only and shall not be beneath. If that you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. What we're going to be talking about, I'm just going to say a short prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come before your presence one more time. Just say, Lord, we thank you for all your many blessings, all your benefits. We thank you how you became sin for us so we may be made the righteousness of God. Realize that you didn't have to die on Calvary, but we thank God that you did. You gave us salvation, and I'm so grateful to you, Lord. I just praise you, I honor you, I give you glory. And you are worthy to be praised. You, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the great I am. Bridge over troubled water, the light of the world. And we just said thank you for that and even so much more. You, the ruler of my soul, Lord God. Keep me intact. Keep me on the right road, Lord. Don't let me vary. Keep me, help me along the way. I trust in you with all my heart, and I lean not to my own understanding. All thy way I acknowledge you, and you shall direct my path. Lord, I need direction on something, and you know what it is, so I'm not going to say what it is, but you know all about it. I'll come to you over and over and over again, and I know you is going to hear and answer my prayer. I just thank you for answering my prayer in advance. I thank you. Lord, we pray for the homeless, the widows, those in nursing homes, those incarcerated, those in the hospital. We realize that you is our healer, and we got to learn to look to the hills from whence coming our help, because all our help comes from you, Lord, nobody else but you. Can't nobody do me like you, Lord. Can't nobody do me like you. Nobody. You heal my body. You provide for me. You give me clothes. You give me food to eat. A place to stay. Even an automobile to ride in. And a little few pennies in my pocket. And I have so much to thank you for, Lord. I thank you from the depth of my heart. You are wonderful. You are mighty. And you are just. You are faithful. And we thank you for being all that and more. We pray for the listeners of this program, Lord. Continue to bless them. continue to heal them and meet every need that needs to be met, and even some of our own. Lord, we thank you in advance for the answer to our prayer. Now, Lord, let the words in my mouth, meditation in my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. God is awesome. I really don't think that we have really thought about how awesome God is. And we're going to be talking about the Lord keep on blessing me. He keep on blessing me. We're going to the book of Malachi, I think. Then we'll come back to Deuteronomy. Malachi, the third chapter. I'm going to start at the 8th verse. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Approve me not herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the wonders of heaven and pour you out blessings that you should not have room enough to receive it. That's God's word. He gave us the assurance. One way we can be blessed is through our tithes and our offering. You won't go to hell for not paying your tithes, but you just won't be blessed as much. And you're going to be blessed because you're going to be alive. So you'll be blessed, but not as much. So just to wake up in the morning is a blessing. Every morning that I get up and have food to eat and clothes to wear, a place to stay, and my right mind, I talk to my family and they all doing fine. Don't you know that is a blessing? He give us cars, give us a place to stay, give us a few pennies in our pockets. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? A God that meets every need we have, and even more. Give us the desires of thy heart. I have been praying that God will give me the desires of my heart. I don't know what way or how. You know, I've been be specific with him. Need to be specific with God. So I thought about it, and I said, Lord, you know you give me the desires of my heart. Everything I want to eat, I'm able to get it. And that was one of my desires, was that. And he was doing that for me. So he has answered my prayer, but not the way I thought he would answer. But he has answered my prayer. That's why you need to be specific with God. Tell him exactly what you want, how you want it, and everything else. Not saying he has to give it to you the way you want it, but he said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find, knock and the door will be open. Him that ask, receive it. Him that seek, find it. And him that knock, the door will be open unto them. We go on back to Deuteronomy 28. And we're going to read. Get my Bible turned around here so I can see it. Read some of that 28th chapter beginning at that first verse. And listen good. And when you're home and in your spare time, read it. Read it. And then go to the book of Malachi and read that. I hope I don't forget to give you some scriptures in the New Testament about this. And this shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, condition of our blessing. That is condition for all blessings. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Listen and hear what God is saying to you. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your cane, and the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you and your storehouse and all that you set your hands unto. And he shall bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. What an assurance. Then he said in St. John, if you love me, keep my commandment. And his commandment is not grievous. God don't tell us to do anything he know that we can't do. He don't tell us to do it. When he tell us to do something, we can do it. We just got to have a made-up mind and not override the spirit. Listen to the voice of God, not unto the voice of the enemy. Some of us, we get back to this, some of us, we're never satisfied. The more we have, the more we want. Thank God for the little, and he will bless you with much. Don't ever be ungrateful. Thank God and give him thanks for everything he does for you. Don't take it for granted. God didn't have to wake up this morning, but I'm glad he did. And I'm praying that he will wake me up many, many more days to come. Sometimes the parents, as parents, we get our kids things. Go out and buy them something, maybe a pair of shoes that they don't be with us or something. And we get home and they don't like it. Kids have a tendency of hurting the parents, and parents have a tendency of hurting the child. It go both ways. And it makes us upset when we did something good and think that they would appreciate it and they don't appreciate it. Do we appreciate God and what he does for us? Do you know how much he does for us? First of all, he gave his son, his only son, Jesus, took on all the sins, our lying, our backbiting, our fornication, our adultery, our murderers, mine, and so much more. He became sin for us. He took our place at the cross that we may be made in righteousness of God. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us, and he will cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. He promised us that even though you sin, if you confess it, I'm going to forgive you. And some of us, we're too high-minded, too stuck up, too stiff-necked, and won't confess it. You don't confess it, you never get forgiveness for it. You must confess it to get forgiveness for it. In your heart, you must confess it. Some people, they might not can talk, they might not can hear, but their mind is still working. And God gave us a mind. He intends for us to use that mind that he gave us. God is he's so good. When we sick, so many of us, he heals us. He is a healer. He's the only one that can heal cancer, leukemia, AIDS, high blood pressure, heart trouble, your mind. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. He is mighty. He is mighty. Just ask. and believe. It is impossible to please God without faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't, ain't no way you can please him because you don't have no faith. You don't believe. And Lord, he just keep on blessing us no matter what kind of life we live, an old ragged life on hanging on the street, no cocaine, prostitution, lesbianism, and all this. God forgives us when we ask him to. He forgives us. Now, what a blessing that is. Can you imagine if God wouldn't forgive us? Where would we be at? That was the greatest blessing the world could ever have when Jesus died. And they don't, some don't believe it, and they don't appreciate it, and they take it for granted. But it's coming up again. He just keep right on. He keep right on. No matter what we do, he keep right on blessing us. He keep right on blessing us because he have mercy. He have compassion. He's long-suffering. That's why his grace and his mercy. His mercy endures forever. And we want God to have mercy on us. But when our sisters and brothers step out of line, all we can do is talk about them, down them, put the name in the streets. Everybody knew it. Even church folks do that. Christians don't do it, but church folks do it. God don't do that. You don't have to worry about God telling your business or nothing. And that's a blessing. We can go to God with anything, confess anything to him. And he'll hear us and he'll forgive us because we is humble enough to admit it. He resists the pride, but give grace to the humble. Humble yourself before God Almighty. No matter what you got, who you got, humble yourself before God. Stay humble before him. I don't know about nobody else, but when I was sick, thought that I might have cancer. I prayed when the doctor told me you got something on your pancreas. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And God, he finally gave me peace. And when he gave me that peace, I knew everything was going to be all right. He healed me. When I don't even see no way through how I'm going to make it. How I'm going to make it till the month is out. All my money is gone. I get my check just once a month. Lord, how am I going to make it? He make a way when there seems to be no way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one, man coming to the Father but by through him, Jesus. Sometimes we stay awake all night long. We wrestling, we tussling, and we can't go to sleep. It's a blessing when he gives you peace. There's something about peace. You can endure anything as long as you got peace about it. You can go through the fire if you got peace. He will give you peace. If you keep your mind stayed on thee, he will keep you in perfect peace. I know some nights I don't go to sleep and some nights I wake up. I learn when I wake up at night that it's something that God want to tell me. He will read or pray. Sometimes be 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, even 4 o'clock in the morning. That he wakes me up. And when he wakes me up, I get up. Most of the time, I pray. Sometimes I read. But whatever he tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do. When he wakes me up, I don't complain. I think it was Anne Marie. She had told me. He said, Mama, maybe something God want to tell you. Or maybe he's telling you to pray. She told me that. And you know, I hadn't thought about it until she spoke that to me. And when she spoke that to me, I took note of it. I took note of it, and I began to do it. Get up in the wee wee hour and pray. Just walk the floor and pray. Even when we is in a mess, he is there to help us out that mess we make. And sometimes we make a mess out of our lives. I know I have made mistakes. If I had to do it all again, I would not make those same mistakes. When you're young, you're foolish. Trust me, you're foolish. Listen to older people. They got wisdom. They've been there, done that. But when they try to tell you not to do it, it's because they know what the end is going to be. I was just trying to act up. God is going to deal with that too. Everything. Excuse me. That we have. It belongs to God. Everything He has blessed us with, it belongs to Him. I'm asking God for something. And I know and believe from the bottom of my heart that He's going to give it to me. I know that. I just said, Lord, I thank you. I know it's coming. I don't know when, but I know my blessing is, another blessing is on the way. God is good. He wants us to ask Him for stuff when we need it. He wants us to ask Him. Who else are we going to ask if we don't go to our Father, which is in heaven? He is our provider. He is our hope for tomorrow and so much more. When Jesus said, was on that cross, and He said, Father, it is finished. Unto your hand I commit my spirit. It is finished. It's done. I've done, I'm using my own word, what you told me to do. Now glorify your Son. He was glorified through His Son, Jesus. Jesus is awesome. He is awesome. He got all the power up and earth is in His hand. He can do anything He wants to do with us but fail. He is God that will never fail. Never. That's the one thing you can be assured of. I am not failing. My time is up. I hope I have said something to help you all along the way. I pray to God that you help and you take the word of God and apply it to your life. May God bless you and may God keep you and may heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, He will run with you. And just remember, it's all in the Word. God bless.